KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging this.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. Iran has attacked an American airbase in Qatar. About 10,000 service members are stationed there. The base, Tehran's response comes 2 days after the United States bombed three nuclear facilities in Iran. NPR's Quil Lawrence says U.S. officials are reporting no American casualties.
Pentagon officials say Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar was attacked by short-range and medium-range ballistic missiles originating from Iran just across the Persian Gulf. Troops throughout the region have been on high alert in the weeks since Israel began bombing Iran directly, and dependent families had already been evacuating. After the U.S. bombed Iranian nuclear sites over the weekend, U.S. bases have been expecting some kind of Iranian retaliation. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
The Department of Homeland Security has released a bulletin warning that Iranian cyber attacks are likely. DHS says those attacks would probably be low level. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin reports.
Iran has a history of launching cyber attacks where they'll steal or destroy data or temporarily disrupt critical infrastructure. But experts say the impacts of cyber attacks could be limited in an active conflict, particularly given Iran's generally lower level of access and expertise.
We haven't seen a sudden burst of activity in the United States, and it may take some time for them to get their act together.
That's John Holtquist, chief cyber threat analyst for Google's Mandiant. He warns that Iranian hackers will likely try to exaggerate the impacts of minimally disruptive attacks, though digital spying could give them knowledge of U.S. intentions as the conflict develops. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.
The NATO summit opens tomorrow in The Hague. Leaders of the 32 member nations will convene as the situation with Iran escalates and Russia steps up attacks in Ukraine. President Trump is demanding allies boost their defense budgets. Trump heads to the summit tomorrow. Tens of millions of people are currently under extreme heat warnings and advisories in the U.S. The heat dome could smash June temperature records. As NPR's Julia Simon reports, scientists do see a clear connection between heat waves and global warming.
Greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane trap heat in the atmosphere and cause the Earth to heat up. Human-caused global warming is causing heat records to fall more frequently. Climate change also makes it more humid. That's particularly dangerous because it's harder for sweat to evaporate, making it harder for the body to cool down. As climate researchers say, global warming isn't a whodunit mystery. The primary driver is humans burning planet-heating fossil fuels like oil, gas, and coal. Scientists say we already have scalable solutions that can cut climate pollution, like wind and solar energy combined with large battery systems. Julia Simon, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. TikTok has banned the hashtag SkinnyTok, following complaints by European regulators. They were concerned it was promoting dangerous and disordered eating. NPR's Katia Riddle reports policing this kind of content can be difficult.
Much of the Skinny Talk content featured dangerously thin women with suggestions around how to lose weight quickly. Now the hashtag is gone, but there is still plenty of content on this platform and others that celebrates extreme diet culture. Experts say part of the reason these messages are so potent, social media isn't the only place people absorb them. Amanda Raffoul studies nutrition and social media at the University of Toronto.
When it aligns with cultural ideas around how we should look or how we should act to look a certain way, that just makes the message all the more powerful.
TikTok stresses that it uses a number of strategies to keep users safe from this kind of content. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
Federal prosecutors are expected to rest their case against Sean Diddy Combs today in New York. The music mogul pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy. Combs could face life in prison if convicted. The government has called nearly 30 witnesses. Real estate company Compass is suing Zillow, accusing it of holding a monopoly over digital home sale listings. Compass says Zillow's new policy banning home listings from appearing on the property site if posted on any other site for more than 24 hours violates antitrust laws. In new sales figures out today, it was the slowest May for existing home sales in 16 years. I'm Kristen Wright, and this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin up to Castle Cape, today south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy. Today, south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef. Today, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, showers, mainly before 1 p.m. Highs near 46. South winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, isolated showers before 4 a.m. Then a chance of rain after 4 a.m. Mostly cloudy with lows near 44. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. And Tuesday, rain likely, mainly after 7 a.m. Cloudy with highs near 48. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There's a high tide at 12:18 a.m. at 8 feet. A low at 7:46 a.m. A minus tide of 1 foot 11 inches. A high tide at 2:33 at 5 foot 2 inches. And a low at 7:04 at 3 feet. Your sun rose at 6:01 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:27, giving us 17 hours and 26 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
And we'll start out this hour a little bit of U2 with Two Hearts Beat as One. Then Zap will follow that up with Freedom. And then Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar.
don't you mess around with me. You're a heartbreaker, dream maker.
That's Imagination by Bluey's Sum is what it says here. And now we have a little Michael Jackson coming at us with Liberian Girl. And then Fun Boy 3 with the Lunatics Have Taken Over to the Asylum. I love that one. And the Smiths after that with That Joke Isn't Funny Anymore.
Pens away. change me, girl. A feeling so true. Liberian girl, you know that you came and you changed my world. Just like in the movies. Two lovers in a scene. Then she says, do you love me? And he says so honestly, I love you, Liberian girl.
Park the car at the side of the road. You should know time's tide will smother you. And I will too. When you laugh about people, who feel so very lonely, their only desire is to die. But I'm afraid it doesn't make me smile. I wish I could laugh. But that joke isn't funny anymore. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. It's too close to home and it's too near the bone. More than you ever know. Struck me, I just might die with a smile on my face after all.
Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
The Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association is hosting a virtual dementia tour on June 10th at the Sandpoint Public Library. The virtual dementia tour is an interactive personal experience providing insight on what day-to-day life is like for a person living with Alzheimer's and related dementia. This free event is from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and 25-minute slots are available and open to everyone. Space is limited and for more information, contact Lorraine Thomas at lorrainet@apiai.org. Or you could find a flyer in your community with the link to sign up.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamula, home of the Aleuts. Unangam Atakan Akun. We are one.
You are tuned into 8:30 AM KSDP, 88.1 FM K201DA in King Cove, Alaska, 88.1 KFPS Falls Pass, Alaska.
Yeah, up next on our list of hits, we have Q Feel with Dancing in Heaven. And then Peter Shelley with Telephone Operator. After that, Electric Avenue, big hit by Eddie Grant.
Nice stars shining in my eyes. My soul. Electric Avenue. And then they'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier. Can't afford a thing on TV. Deep in my heart I abhor ya. Can't get food for them kid. Good God, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher. Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Who is to blame in one country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Up next, here a little bit of Nick Lowe with Cruel to Be Kind, and then some Tough Enough with the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and then I know we have some time for Wild Side of Life by Status Quo.
Bona fide, but that don't coincide.
Yeah, we'll have a little Genesis take you to the top of the hour with That's All.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. I could say day and you'd say night, tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all. Thank you.